massive fans of live entertainment here at Hot 91, and we've got tickets to give away to a cracking new show, Ashley, that's going to be popping up in QPAC after the boys settle into their new digs. They've just arrived from the UK. They're in Sydney at the moment, and they're a little bit disoriented, you might say.
Oh, why?
The cast of Potted Potter is here, and they're coming to QPAC and Caloundra, and we're joined right now by Jeff Turner, who plays Harry predominantly. Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm jet lagged, but I'm loving your country.
You actually sound like Harry Potter. Oh my God!
Thank you. I don't look very much like him. Radio is the perfect medium for this.
This is amazing. I'm actually a little bit starstruck at the fact that I'm actually talking to Harry. It's Harry. Wow. So this is really cool. You guys are coming here to Australia. We know how popular Harry Potter is. How have the shows been going overseas, and what can you not wait to bring over here to Australia?
Well, we're so lucky. We started doing the show back in the UK in 2006 when I was young and energetic. We started doing it abroad in 2011, 2012, in the States, and it has been down here before, and we cannot believe how well it goes down everywhere. I mean, Harry Potter is universal, this is my very first time in Australia, so I'm really excited to experience the audiences here, because I've been told you guys are a little bit, well, you're not backwards and coming forwards, are you? Let us know.
I think the term nuttier than squirrel poo often gets referred to. But Jeff, welcome to Australia and welcome on your first tour. This is exciting, and we always love welcoming new guests and visitors to the place. Unfortunately, we've laid out a pretty ordinary welcome mat for you up here in Queensland with floodwaters everywhere at the moment, but we'll hopefully clean that out before you get here.
Yeah, well, no, I appreciate it. You're making me feel like it's at home. It's wet and it's grey and it's a bit warmer, which is at least something, yeah.
Now, talk to us, because learning lines is one thing for a show, but learning spells, Hufflepuff, whatever else happens, Guardian Leviosa, I mean, that's almost another language in itself. How do you go with learning lines versus spells?
Well, firstly, that was amazing. Were you in the film? That was so good.
No. Terrible.
Yeah, she looks like Hagrid, let me tell you.
Sam! He's so rude.
I'm staying well out of that. I'll tell you the funniest thing about doing this show is we wrote it a long time ago, and it has been a learning curve, because if you get a line wrong on stage in a normal show, you can get away with it. If you get a spell wrong or something from the Harry Potter universe wrong in front of Harry Potter fans, they let you know about it immediately, especially the kids.
Yes.
It's like a Bible to them. So you get it wrong. We've had heckles where the kids are just like, really? We've paid for this, you idiot. You're not even saying but speak right.
It's Wingardium Leviosa. Jeff, very exciting stuff. And I think, you know, we're all very pumped for it here in Australia. And there is obviously the musical has been going great guns down in Melbourne for quite some time. But what is it about Harry Potter? Is it just the mystical side of things? And for you, as you said, you've been doing this since 2006. How do you find the fun and the energy to keep pulling out the same show? I remember Liza Minnelli was asked the same question regarding Cabaret. And she said, you just got to treat every show as if it's your first. Is that the attitude you bring to it, and how do you bring the same energy to every performance?
Firstly, I love Australia. You've compared me to Daniel Radcliffe and Liza Minnelli so far. I couldn't be happier. The thing with Harry Potter, it's unlike anything else that sort of happened this generation. People queued up for the books at midnight, in sort of thing that's never been seen since sort of Beatlemania, and certainly never seen in the world of literature. So J.K. Rowling just found this, that's a horrible phrase, but found this magic from somewhere.
No, it is, and, mate. It is, truly is.
Fundamentally, they're quite simple books, and I mean that in a complimentary way, but somewhere in there, it brings generations together. Yeah. And getting to mess around with that on stage is, I've done a lot of different shows, never done anything like this before or since. I've done the show over 2,000 times now, and we just try very hard to keep it fresh.
Hey, Jeffy boy, thanks so much for joining us today. We can't wait to see you guys live at QPAC, also in Caloundra as well. If you want to win tickets, 1300 468 911, give us a call, and we'll take your calls next. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you so much.